Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to do something we don't normally do. We're going to get all cynical and talk smack about things that...
Wow.
We're going to do overrated.
Over.
I'm sitting on my hands because I'm cold. I'm sorry.
Aaron couldn't clap.
Aaron did not clap alone.
Where does that... It's like a football chant, right?
Is it? Like you're talking about...
Let's go defense?
All sports. No. Just sports, yeah.
No, you're just talking smack about the other team.
It's
just
like, yeah, okay.
Or a certain player, too, especially.
Yeah. Overrated.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry.
It's like a big honor if they chant that against you. You know like, you're doing something. Yeah,
so true.
But what we want to talk about, what is the thing that gets more hype than it deserves? Hmm. There was like a Reddit thread and it was very food centric.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate saying this because one of the things on there I actually do like, but I also think it's overrated. Crumble cookies. They're not that. I'm sorry, Crumble. No.
They are pretty good.
I
love them. I love them so much.
It's too Don't much.
You get
it's,
to the center and they're like a little just like... I don't even know if the mic picked that up.
It did.
Okay.
It was okay.
They are. And now they do the mini ones too. So you can get more all the different flavors.
Yeah. Isn't like one serving technically a quarter of a cookie?
For real.
Aaron. I hate them too.
No, I just think
they don't have gluten-free.
They don't make gluten-free
they
at
don't.
All.
Mm-hmm.
That's nutty.
I think serving sizes are overrated.
No, and you know what? Have you seen the thing that they sell? Oh my God, Crumble. I got beef
the
with you.
The slicer?
Yeah, oh my God, here it is. They'll make it into four.
I have one.
We just have it. Get a knife. Get a life. Like, what are you talking about?
It was gifted to me.
You could so easily just cut it in four. It's like, no, we found a way to like, hey, here's
a
way to cut it.
You just like, and then what we do is if we get a big box usually gifted to us, we'll use the cutter and then we'll freeze them separate. So then you don't even have to.
So you don't find Crumble cookies overrated?
No.
Okay.
They're a little pricey. I will say that.
They're
so good.
You got to take out a second on your house to get four stupid cookies. And that's the other thing. I'll order ahead. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Crumble. It's just me who doesn't like you. And I do like you. I just think you're overrated. But it's like you order ahead. I do that specifically so I can walk in, get my cookies, and get the hell out. But you get there and like, oh, we'll get them for you. And then they want you to see them, the act of them putting them in the box. I'm like, I've ordered ahead so that they would be in the box when I walked in. That's what I did. And like, no, watch this.
There's been a real recurring theme with you lately, and it's like you don't have time or energy for anyone.
Yeah, that's impressive.
You ever walked into a Starbucks and just ordered at the counter?
No, I don't, because my order is so complicated.
Right. That's all.
I'm just saying because there's a specific
all.
Order.
That's all.
Somebody else go, because you're you know what else is overrated?
Hmm.
Erica.
Oh, you hired me.
I did not. I don't want people to 303-222-5423. Text in. Wait, we'll take your stories too, but like if you think Eric is overrated as well.
Wait, hold on. No. You don't want this. I will say something.
Yep.
Related.
Okay.
every day she's marching in with her dumb Stanley cup. Overrated.
Okay. Yeah. I like my Stanley.
She has to like bring in a wagon.
It's ginormous. Yeah. It's like the hydration people with your huge thing.
It's too
my
much.
Son has got a big thing now that's like, he just walks around with it. It makes that, he's got ice in it. It makes that sound. It's like, it's like his cowbell. You hear him coming. It's like, wink, 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 wink. Yeah. I'm like, ugh.
Aren't you glad you can hear me coming?
No. Like, your hydration excessiveness is overrated. Yes, you should drink water, but you don't, you wear it like a badge of honor. It drives me nuts.
Okay.
Thank you, Aaron.
The Stanley should come with wheels on it, like
for
a suitcase.
Sure.
To kind
yeah,
of pull
so you can like put a little leash on it and pull it.
Big. Is it worth, how much was that?
I don't know. It was a gift.
60 they're bucks
like,
at least.
Yeah, they're like 40 it's a bucks. Joke. No, it's not 60 bucks. It's probably closer to 40. And it was a Christmas gift. My first holidays it's with Dane.
Overrated. If you've got something you'd like to call, if you're texting right now about how overrated Eric is, we're going to put a stop to that now. But if you want to, we're giving you the radio station to say what you think is overrated. 303-222-5423. You try to get through. I know a lot of people are calling about Erica, but.
Yeah, are we just doing Erica stuff?
Yeah, I think we're just doing what about Erica is over.
Hold on. No.
We're not doing that.
Okay. No, and we're, I think, as a shoe guy, I think Hokas are overrated.
How dare you?
I think.
How?
I think some.
Dare you?
Some brand just comes on 2009 and they're like, no, don't worry, other brands. We've figured it out.
Have you worn Hokas?
No.
No, no. He only wears his stupid Jordans.
Yeah. Okay, Aaron, you're like, sorry. Don't do that.
I got a little riled
up. Yeah, don't do that.
Quality basketball products inspired by the greatest player ever is Jordan's tag. What's Hoka's tag? Hey, these look like an inner tube on your feet.
Hey, these won't hurt your feet when you run. These will support your shins and your calves and your knees.
It's amazing to like...
There's been Nike, Reebok, Adidas, they've been doing it. They've been innovating. And you're the new guy on the block and you're like, I know
the
better.
Closest,
no, you don't. No. They're not any better than any other shoe.
Dude, yes. The closest Nike has is the Pegasus with that weird little thing on the back.
Which it's not even remotely close.
It's not.
the foam in the Hokas is so much thicker than the Pegasus. I have both and it's
Dude,
crazy.
It is like walking on a waterbed if you've ever done that.
Haven't.
It is. Like just walking your, do you have Hokas?
No, I feel like I should get some.
You
guys are selling me.
Yeah, just have the shields. Shields have them.
They look so dumb.
Yeah.
They look so nice.
They're so great. In fact, you know what, Erica? If you get Hokas, I'm going to take back everything I said about your Stanley.
Oh my gosh.
Well, let's have a Hoka group.
You're not going to like, I actually want to get a new pair.
Okay, you're not going to like what I have to say is overrated, though.
Oh God, what is it?
Like steak culture. People are so into like
steak.
and then you're gonna sit it on the grill and then take it off and then you're gonna put the side on it and then take it off and then we're gonna go into this dark room and we're gonna eat it there and it's gonna be filled with blood.
Yeah, this has been sitting in apple juice for years. Yeah. It's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, but guys, the sugar crusted steaks or whatever
with bastions or whatever when you get there.
It was pretty good. I'm not gonna
lie.
I understand
good.
The steak culture.
I just, 100%.
It's just men get a little too into it. And then they're like, and then you have to have this whiskey with it. I'm like, oh.
I have never heard it referred to as steak culture. It's just food.
No, it's different.
All food is prepared
away. There's like foodies, which probably also overrated that word. And then there's like steak. And I was putting that above foodies. That's how you view yourselves, you steak culture
Your
people.
Your face is so wild as you talk about it. It makes me want to hurt you.
I know. I know it does.
Steak is like, and if you get the right, if you get Wagyu where
steak
it's like.
Steak itself, I'm not saying is overrated. It's what you're doing right now. It's the culture around it. You're all, and then if you get the Wagyu and you thinly slice it and it's hardly cooked. And then there's like the baby. It just came out of a mom. Like.
I don't eat veal, weirdo.
Okay, well, I didn't know what I was.
I think this is going to be fantastic because if you call in, we're just going to beat the crap out of you for whatever it is that you say. So if you're thick skinned and you would like, for real, you can say anything, not politics stuff. We're not good. This is fun. Mm-hmm. But what on planet Earth is overrated? 303-222-5423.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport.
Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about what is overrated. And we're also talking about what we dislike most about Erica. How are those texts coming in?
Honestly, not that at all. No, the first text was, how dare you, Erica is underrated.
Really?
And then everyone was just naming things. And then someone said, oh, I was spot on today. And then
you're spot on with the whiskey steak thing.
They just said, I've agreed with everything she says. And then we got a text that said, let's go back to roasting Erica. Steak and whiskey are life.
Okay, life is extreme.
Life is extreme.
It's somewhere between overrated and life.
But life is the reason exactly. I'm calling steak culture overrated.
I've never heard it referred to as steak culture before in my life, but thank you for that. Was there any other text you wanted to get to? Was there anybody that said something?
Someone said, don't hate me, but Taylor Swift. I told them I did hate them. Matcha, it tastes like a petting zoo.
Okay.
Oh my God, true.
Yeah.
You matcha people, the matcha culture is way worse than steak culture. It's like,
I gotta get matcha. I think it's about equal, and I agree that both are overrated.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. Okay, Anna?
Yay!
Yay!
Overrated.
Starbucks Dutch Bros is better.
Wait, Starbucks what?
She said Dutch Bros
Starbucks
is better.
Is overrated, and Dutch Bros is better.
I agree. Mm. Dutch Bros makes me feel like someone put caffeine into my veins and then sent me into a balloon.
It's That's not caffeine; it's sugar.
Yeah.
Dutch Bros sucks.
It's
Dutch Bros is overrated.
It's consistent, like all the time. So,
Anna, are you 12?
I'm not. I'm going to be 40 on the 22nd, actually.
I'm just saying.
Turns out, she's not.
Okay, wait. Dutch Bros, like, there
like
is
it.
The Dutch Bros by my house. It's two lanes wide. There's a line around the block.
Yeah.
And so one time I was like,
it's so good.
It's
for
trash.
Good and use the app. Okay. Maybe you didn't get something you liked.
No, it's all kids' drinks. It's like the Joe Camel of coffee.
She's so nice that I feel bad yelling at her.
Dude, but
she's like,
wrong.
Oh, okay, just try something you like then.
Okay, Anna, happy 40th, but you're so wrong.
Thanks.
Thank you. She was saying something else. Mm. Antonio?
Yay.
What's overrated?
Taylor Swift.
Dude,
Antonio,
there's no
arguing.
That's not what you were going to say, but you are also right. Like,
there's no arguing with someone who thinks that she's overrated because they don't understand how talented she is. And that's all.
Okay. I was also kidding because I just wanted to hear Erica and Aaron's turn, but I think Lazy Kane.
Oh my God, what a button pusher you are.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your actual thing?
Raising Cane's.
A?
Never had it.
What?
Never it's had overrated.
It. Here's the thing. If your chicken is good, then your chicken is good.
Okay.
But your chicken is not good. Everybody's like, no, but it's only good with the sauce. Then your chicken's not good.
Mm.
If you need to put sauce on
Chick-fil-A sauce is also very important.
Thank you.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I raise you Chick-fil-A sauce.
I will eat. Okay. I get it. Chick-fil-A, great. In the sauce. Like, I don't like the Chick-fil-A sauce, whatever. Their nuggets are great with or without the sauce. Raising Cane's, are trash without
it's
the sauce.
It's just dry.
It's horrible.
Just dry.
The bread is like so thick.
You're going the to Texas toast? A chicken place for the bread?
Yes.
Yes.
That goes everywhere for the bread.
They give it to you at every meal. You can't stop them from giving it to you.
Oh my gosh.
But you're really saying Raising Cane's is good chicken.
It is good.
No, it's not.
Slim Chicken's is, I find
equally
myself.
Equally as bad.
Yes.
They both taste like nothing without the sauce on it.
I find myself I've going never to Slim had Chicken's either. All the
it's
time.
It's like going to a, steak culture, but you go there and it's like, oh, their steak's only good with A1. Then their steak is bad.
That's so weird. I wonder.
Oh my God. Erica, for real. I'm about to be a Taylor hater if you don't cool it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
What?
Sir, Hank? Yes, sir.
Yes. Nirvana, most overrated band in the world. If it wasn't for Kurt Cobain passing, I don't think they would be as popular.
That's a hot take.
That's a good one.
I don't know any other songs.
You know, it smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah. That's the one I know.
Is that the I'm just a teen?
That's Wheatus.
That's Wheatus?
Yeah.
It's not Weezer?
No.
No.
Or Pusa?
No. Wheatus.
Okay. Well, I don't.
Anyways, you know, smells like Teen Spirit.
Okay.
Sure.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.